Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about anything you want, and we've had callers doing that for, 15 years now, Mark?
More than that, 2002, so we're going on 19 years. Going on 19 years.
Wow.
18 years.
Amazing. I mean, we've had people call up to talk about galactose, some weird home remedy thing they came up with.
Galactose is a home remedy?
I don't know what galactose is. I don't.
Galactose is a Marvel character that eats worlds.
Oh no, you miss Galactose Sarah.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, it was some kind of, I don't know what it was, but she loved talking about it and recommending it for, I don't know, speaking of medical misinformation, I'm sure that was up there. But, of course, we never got banned for that. We are currently banned from the Free Talk Live YouTube. Seems unlikely there's anything we can do about that.
It's all you have to do is say COVID-19 and get banned. But, you know, you can tell people to drink motor oil to solve some problem and it'll be fine. Because it's crazy. Because the world is crazy.
And Trump suggesting people to drink bleach.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Well, to Trump, he did not suggest to people to drink bleach.
No, it wasn't. I know. That was like the rumor, but he said something similar to that about bleach.
What he was trying to say, he did not phrase correctly. That much is absolutely
true. Yes, yes.
So anyway, Mark, someone wants to add judges to the Supreme Court. Of course, this is something that's been rumored for quite a while. I'm not exactly sure what the details are, but apparently we don't have to have just 7 or 9 Supreme Court justices. They can actually have as many as they want. Well, is that correct?
Yeah.
It's just always been it's just a standard that they only keep it at 7 and presidents don't.
It's 9.
9.
Yeah. It is a standard that has been held since, according to this article, 1869. So basically the Civil War. It was the last time we saw more or less the 9 justices. So apparently congressional Democrats plan to unveil legislation expanding the size of the Supreme Court on Thursday, according to 3 congressional sources familiar with the closely held measure. The bill would add 4 seats to the High Court, bringing the total to 13 from the current 9. The number of justices in the court, which is set by Congress, has fluctuated throughout the course of the nation's history before settling on 9 in 1869. The bill is led by House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler, Subcommittee Chair Hank Johnson, and freshman Rep. Mondaire Jones in the Senate. And the bill is being championed by Ed Markey of Massachusetts. In the Senate, the bill is being championed by Ed Markey of Massachusetts. This is awful. This is really, really bad. To me, this is tearing out the foundations of the Constitution, because they couldn't get their crap under control and Trump won. Now they're like, well, we'll just increase the size of the Supreme Court. Nope. That's not the way this works. Sorry. And as far as I'm concerned, everybody who's involved in this ought to be thrown in jail.
And when the Democrats have control, they can try to do this.
They do have control, and they are going to try to do this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We will see. And the Republicans may very well, at some point, do the Republicans come along and raise the number from 13 to 21? I mean, let's just keep going, right?
Well, the Democrats did it. That's what they're going to say.
For one, I would say the building was built for 9 justices. And that's good enough for me. I think they should, in fact, run through a constitutional amendment that says that 9 is the number of the court. Wish that would have, somebody would have thought of this sooner, but I actually did an interview, and I think that a constitutional amendment is warranted here. And possible.
Well, Americans... Before we get too deeply into the subject, let's go to the phones. We got Craig calling from Texas. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Matt?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I had a story to share with you. I had a friend of mine that I met in Acapulco, bought a house recently in Philadelphia, and it came down to closing, and she had to cough up like $75,000 worth of money to the title company to make it go through. And the mortgage company wouldn't accept it because $30,000 of it came from her Coinbase account, and the rest of it came from an account that had a couple of crypto companies that were publicly traded, but wasn't based in crypto at all. And so they pretended like that $75,000 wasn't even there, and like the sellers were going to attach that money and, you know, sue her over it, but the mortgage company wants to pretend it's not even there.
Well, they need to do some research into finding out how popular crypto is now and that it's becoming the new norm, as we explained in the show today.
Well here in New Hampshire...
I'm all over this.
Here in New Hampshire, you can actually buy a house with Bitcoin using Porcupine Real Estate. And presumably they will, you know, they have to find a seller who's willing to take Bitcoin, but presumably those exist.
They'll broker the deal, though. They you know, they're pretty hip with it all.
I would imagine so. So, are any other thoughts on that?
No, I just want to throw that out to you. Just be wary of this was a well-known mortgage company. I don't want to throw their name around, but you know, it's just they won't respond to any questions about, you know, all they say is cryptocurrencies were involved and we don't want to touch it like it's like drug money or something.
Yeah, that's how they act in many cases.
All the deposits into a Coinbase account. You know, there's no transaction for mystery wallets or something. Yep. You know, it all came out like out of her paycheck into there and out, you know.
And I can tell you that Ally Bank is supposed to be quite good in dealing with crypto, so maybe you can, you know, maybe she'll have some luck with that. It's the best advice I have for you. I'm sorry that, you know, the banks can be a real pain about crypto. They can. Many of them understand that crypto could put them out of business entirely. It's certainly going to change their business plan.
Doesn't this mortgage company realize that the Federal Reserve knows that they are loving so much funds war, oppression, and, you know...
Yeah, they don't care if they drop $10 million bombs on $10 tents, as long as they get their mortgage, because the whole world is funded by, well, I got to make the mortgage payment, you know? Right. Every excuse for killing and incarcerating people and just the destruction of a civil society is fine because, well, I have to pay the mortgage.
Right. Well, I suggest Bitcoin, not bombs.
I agree.
I can't comment. I want to comment.
That's a good comment.
You're not allowed to comment on that?
I cannot comment. I probably could, but it's probably not advised. Yeah. So I want to comment. I'm looking forward to the day when I can open my mouth fully again.
Comment freely.
Yes.
Well,
the book is going to be quite fun to write about all of this craziness.
Well, your attorneys are soon to be hired here, so hopefully they can just make these charges go away. The statements that they made was that no money transmitting has occurred.
I'm looking forward to buying your book with crypto.
I'm looking forward to selling my book for crypto. But not yet. Yeah. So stacking the Supreme Court, that's something you're opposed to, Mark?
I am highly opposed to the idea of stacking the Supreme Court. I think that, well, I'm opposed to it in the sense that I am opposed to undermining the the foundations of the United States. If you want to destroy this country, by all means, go ahead and just change the numbers of long-standing institutions, institutional folks. I can see the argument in the other direction, but America is just an idea. And when you go changing the idea and the rules and all that stuff?
Well, they did that a long time ago.
Well, they continue to do it, but this would be a big change.
Some good news there is that Biden and Bernie Sanders do not back this.
Not yet.
Yet.
They're just waiting to see how the trial balloon goes, in which case they'd love to back it.
What do you think? 603-283-6160. Give us your opinion. I think America stopped being America very shortly into its existence. 603-283-6160.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
back on the airwaves. Talk about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line, 603-283-6160. My apologies to those who are watching the live video. I had to take it down for a moment in order to make something work. Hopefully it worked. I will know momentarily. But anyway, as mentioned, hopefully I now have a private attorney, not a public defender. And that doesn't mean the bills are all paid.
It does not.
And
no.
These are hefty bills. Some of the estimates I got started as low as $70,000 and expected it to go up to $250,000 to $300,000. And each one of the Crypto Six is going to need an attorney of that caliber and of that cost.
I'm not sure that's entirely true, but let's start on the first quarter million before we digging after the second. That's what I would say. As I don't think everybody's going to need a lawyer of that caliber and for that period, that amount.
Sure. But at the moment, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen. And we have to sort of prepare for the worst.
Yep.
And the worst could be pretty bad, and we need some help. You can visit the Crypto Six in order to do that. There's T-shirts for sale.
TheCryptoSix.com, yes.
TheCryptoSix.com, yes. There's also free TheCryptoSix.com if you want.
Yeah, you can get a T-shirt there at TheCryptoSix.com. You can, a free T-shirt. Free the Crypto Six T-shirt. there's all kinds of stuff there. I have not yet gotten the... For whatever reason, the county jail's address there, so that you can send letters and these sorts of things. But I'm sure that Ian and Rich and Nobody would like to have letters. I'm certain of it.
I'm sure. So check it out, thecrypto6.com. There's ways you can donate there if you don't want to buy a T-shirt. If you want to just donate money, you can certainly do that. This case is going to be big. We've been talking about cryptocurrency all night, and this is probably one of the biggest cases that cryptocurrency is going to, the individuals in regard to cryptocurrency are going to face this year.
Yep.
TheCrypto6.com. We appreciate everything you can do to help us out. I mean, three of us are, in fact, Free Talk Live hosts.
It's true.
And it's made doing the show very difficult.
Yeah.
Not to mention how they unplugged so much stuff here. And I had to put that back together.
Well, I didn't mention on the air last night, but it is true. Yesterday, my mother was visited by the FBI.
That's not good.
No, it's not. It makes me very, very nervous.
I would imagine so.
And they, she did talk to them, and which she shouldn't have. I, told her not to.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, when you talk to the police, the police arrest people that talk to them.
Yes.
That's what they do.
Well, they also arrest you if you don't talk to them.
Well,
but yes, in general... Talking to the police is never a good idea.
I would be willing to bet it's the, if I went through jails and found people who were in there, that the people who talked to the police were much more highly represented people who did not.
I would tend to agree.
That's my speculation on that subject.
If you're going to talk to the police, answer them back with a question.
Well, if they come to talk to you, don't talk to them at all.
Oh, yeah. I don't like to talk to them.
If they,
I agree.
If you're going out
talk
hunting
to your
them,
attorney.
For video or whatever, then that's a different story and get it. But if they come to talk to you, then they're there to talk to your lawyer. They just accidentally started talking to you. So you need to help them find your lawyer so that they can talk to the lawyer. If you don't have a lawyer, don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. You can still say, you need to talk to my lawyer. And if they say... Well, what's the name? You say, give me your card, and I will give you and I will have him contact you. That's how you handle it. That's all you need to do. Don't do otherwise. Don't do as my mother did.
You could also say, I don't answer questions. That's a common phrase of the auditing community that I'm involved with.
It's a good thing to say. Look, I just don't feel like answering questions today. Thanks.
Well,
or this, if your union... If a police officer approached you, officer, and asked you these questions, what would your union rep tell you to say?
Don't answer questions.
That's what they would say. And they wouldn't. Because they know how this system works.
No, just let the union representatives answer those questions for you, because they have all the perfect words to say in the court for you, to back you.
Yeah.
I want to switch gears here to talking about the Forever War, coming to us from FoxNews.com. They don't usually have much good to talk about, but they say these brave Americans, mostly young people, have faced the worst of the threatening challenges. Now, they're talking about the often forgotten war in Afghanistan, the one that is still going on.
It does seem like a forever war, yes.
And is now in its 20th freaking year. And it bothers me more than I can stress that in this past presidential election, not in one of these debates was either presidential candidate asked about ending the war in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about privileged people, there's
but
nothing
Trump
more
was
privileged.
Actually attempting to end the war in Afghanistan.
Well, he said within 2 weeks maybe he was not pulling them.
He pulled a few troops home.
Yeah,
but he ended the war in Afghanistan the same way Obama ended the war in Iraq.
His whole shtick was basically, you vote for me, we'll end the war. Because he knew that Biden wouldn't. And the pro-war people don't have anybody to vote for, so they might as well, you know, grasp at straws.
Well, this is why Obama...
The anti-war people. The anti-war people don't have anybody to vote for.
This is why they voted Obama in, because he was generally anti-war. He actually promised that all the troops would be home in 18 months.
From Iraq, but he co-signed on Afghanistan and said it was great.
Of course.
Yeah. And don't worry, we were going to shut down Guantanamo, too.
Yeah, the fact that he didn't do that is still a pretty big sore point.
I'd certainly mention it every opportunity I got. I don't know how feasible it ever was to shut down Guantanamo.
I don't either, but he was the president. He could have made it happen if he wanted to.
I think he could have made it happen, yes. But the question is, then what do you do with the people that are there? Because some of them had to be guilty, right? Some of them were bad people.
You give them trials, and if they're guilty, you sentence them to prison the same way they do everyone else.
No, you have to have jurisdiction. The United States can't just go grab people out of other countries and then get them show trials.
Well, then send them back to those countries.
Good point. I mean, I'm just saying it isn't quite as easy to shut down Gitmo as one might think as a campaign promise.
Well, this is why they're storing them in Cuba, because
they don't have to worry about it.
That's right. Yeah.
It's an extra legal situation, so whatever.
So this author says, as I watched President Biden deliver his TV address on the pullout of U.S. troops from Afghanistan aiming to end a 20-year-long, quote, forever war, I was thinking back on our own 2 decades covering Afghanistan. I am unaware of Biden's plans to withdraw all troops from Afghanistan.
Sounds like hooey.
Yeah, there's a video here from Fox News saying Biden plans to withdraw all troops from Afghanistan by September 11th. I appreciated his, meaning Biden's, understanding of the sacrifices made by American service members in combat there. Now, remember, this is Fox News, so they're very pro-military. They love their soldiers.
Well, look, I feel bad for the people who get duped into this stuff.
Sure.
And,
they just wanted a Camaro, and they just wanted a free college.
Right. They just wanted to, you know, have a good life. And, they were promised this stuff, and, you know, no one talked about blown off limbs and these sorts of things.
Or mental problems when they come back.
Yeah. For the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
What do you think? Are we causing instability in the region by withdrawing, or are we going to allow these people to actually have some peace and quiet? 603-283-6160. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. 603-283-6160.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A CDC advisory committee declined to make any new recommendations on the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine after meeting on Wednesday, instead saying that it would look at more data surrounding 6 cases of blood clots in people who had received the shot. 6 women developed the clots 6 to 13 days after receiving the vaccination. 1 woman died and 3 more remained hospitalized. The panel said it recommended continuing the nationwide pause of the use of the shot until more data can be reviewed. And the former Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright has posted bond. Former Brooklyn Center police officer Kim Potter was arrested Wednesday morning, posting a $100,000 bond. She's scheduled for her first court appearance on Thursday. Wright was shot during a traffic stop on Sunday. During a struggle with officers, Potter shot Wright, believing she had drawn her taser instead of her firearm. The shooting has sparked 3 nights of protests and clashes with police and National Guard troops in the Minneapolis suburb. This is USA Radio News. President Biden announced Wednesday that all American troops would be leaving Afghanistan by this September 11th. About 2,500 troops are still in country. NATO also announcing Wednesday that it will pull its troops from the country. But the decision has been met with criticism. Admiral James Stavridis led NATO operations in Afghanistan for 4 years, and he tells MSNBC that he would have advised the president against the pullout and hopes the U.S. will continue to fund the Afghan military in their battles against the Taliban.
I don't know if the outcome is going to be better or worse, but I do know, as a military officer, it's never a good idea to tell your opponents, we will be off the field by this date certain. So I'll conclude an opening thought, which is, what's really important is, okay, the president's made his decision, we're going to salute we the military and carry it out, of course. The question is, what happens after September 11th of this year? I hope that we will continue to fund the Afghan security forces.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about anything you want. 603-283-6160. Now, I'm moving away from this stupid military puff piece from Fox News and going to their actual article about Joe Biden announcing a September 11th Afghanistan withdrawal deadline, saying it's time for troops to come home.
Well, that sounds promising. I like the sound of that.
I don't know why he's waiting until September 11th.
It's probably not as easy, you know, as just putting them putting all the troops on anything that produces smoke to return home. But yeah.
President Biden on Wednesday announced that the U.S. will withdraw all American forces from Afghanistan by September 11th, pushing back a May deadline set by the Trump administration. Oh, interesting. So he sort of can't undo this without looking like an obvious war hawk. That was smart of Trump.
Yep.
But before we get too deeply into the article, I want to go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Are you with us? Nope, because that's why I don't use the actual phone. David, go ahead.
Yeah, I was wondering. Well, first, I want to continue the conversation I was having with Mark and company last night. But first of all, just one comment on what you're talking about. We're kind of the American population who theoretically, I know I'm not going to get any argument from you guys, but the American people who are theoretically it's their country are actually just being taken along for a ride where the entire population of the U.S. is in the back of the bus. the back of the airplane, and somebody, and we don't know who they are up front in the cockpit flying the thing, and we don't know where we're going other than it looks like no place good. And the American people are going to have to once again create their own flight crew and take command of the airplane. Otherwise, you're in big trouble.
I like the sound of it, but I mean, I don't believe it. I don't believe that somehow a group of people that have been so disenfranchised and so abysmally failed at holding their government accountable heretofore are suddenly going to be able to step up and pull it off. Look, I'm not laying blame. I'm just saying I don't believe it.
You don't believe that they'll actually do it, is what you're saying?
No, I think this country will crumble into ruins before people take responsibility for their own lives, let alone their own government.
I tend to agree, Mark. I hate it, but I think, you know, the death of America is not going to come from revolution or anything like that. America is going to just steadily destroy itself. And
people standing with their hands out who are like, look, I'll deal with whatever you want. Drop million-dollar bombs on $10 tents. I don't care. Give me a stimulus check. And that's how we die.
Okay, well, two things. One, I don't think the country will die, because I think if it really came down to it, I think there's 10 or 20 million people in this country that are already fully armed and won't let an outside force or a force that's already inside do things that on par with the other catastrophes of the world, China, Vietnam, Cuba, Soviet Union. You pick the one you want
to. I don't know, man. If you're referring to these people who are all like, oh, they'll never take our guns or anything like that, they need to look around because they've already taken our guns.
They got drones, they got F-15s, they got tanks.
I look.
Hello.
I hear you, David.
Hello.
I tend to think that people who think that they're going to rebuild from the ashes aren't prepared at all for what the ashes are going to look like.
What are you talking about? There are very, very few things that you need to stay in to live.
The land's going to still produce food, David. Well, certainly.
I never finished my thought. Go ahead. So what is it you're talking over?
The
here?
Land. When it comes to the idea of what's going to happen in the future, this idea, Americans. I submit to you as proof the last four decades that Americans will let their government be subverted by a criminal gang so long as that criminal gang manages to get themselves into power. And I don't think that part is going to change.
And that has happened, yeah. Yep. What were you talking about? Food.
The ground will continue to produce food. There will continue to be people on the North American continent, even after any kind of collapse or whatever. What I mean to say is that Americans will allow their government to be destroyed over a $600 stimulus check. They don't care.
Yeah, so what? It doesn't matter if the government is destroyed, and the people that are worried about a $600 check, they don't matter. I'm talking about what actually matters if you're talking about a real situation like that. And you had said something about food, and I missed what it was, so it doesn't. And I asked you to re-clarify.
The ground will continue to produce food, is what I said. There will continue to be food. Food will be here. We will have food.
What? I don't follow your point on that.
My point is that there will still be living human beings on the North American continent. It doesn't when and if the United States government spins itself into insolvency, the rest of us don't just poof disappear into smoke.
Right. Okay.
I've read a lot of these novels where you've got this guy who's just getting really excited about the idea of the fall of a government and what it'll look like exactly. And none of these guys are going to be right, because they're trying to sell a novel that's interesting, and this fall will not be interesting.
And what were you talking about? Somebody said something about F-15s and tanks. What's up with that?
You can't fight the government with weapons. I believe
that's
Joe's point.
Because you don't have access to them, and the government steals enough money from us to buy them.
So that's
all
so that,
So that's why the United States, with all of its firepower, defeated the Taliban and the ISIS in Afghanistan. Is that
correct? They really?
Did they really?
And let's be honest, the U.S. military...
I get your point, though.
Yes, that's the point.
The U.S. military fought Vietnam and Afghanistan with its hands tied behind its back.
Oh, it wanted to. The United States beat Vietnam. It's the politicians who gave it away a year later.
Well, regardless, if they really wanted to, they could have annihilated these countries, like literally annihilated them just by dropping a few nuclear weapons on them.
And I think a big difference between America and people in a desert is that you don't know the enemy in the desert. The government has been spying on us long enough to figure out who we are. They understand us. So that's a big factor.
And what good is that intelligence to them if they have 10 or 20 million Americans who are already fully armed saying, get the hell out of here? What good is their intelligence?
Look, I don't know. To me, these are just word games.
Yeah, to me, it's just fantasy.
I've been hearing it for too long. I remember being a kid. I remember being 22 years old and sitting with my friend talking about how we could build the most impenetrable fortress. You know, you tunnel into a mountain and you've got these, you know, sliding concrete barricades that slide down whatever it is. How do you make these things? And how do you make yourself unbeatable? You cannot fight the U.S. government. It's not my, you know, stop thinking about it. Look,
whether fighting you can, I think, is irrelevant. I mean, if you want to take up arms against the state, all you're going to do is create a new state.
Ultimately.
We have to dissolve the state using methods that aren't the state's method. The state's method is violence. That's how it does everything.
So use peace.
Use peace.
I disagree with you, okay? The reason I disagree is because stupid people get the government they deserve every single time, and most people are stupid. And all you have to do is dangle a $600 worth of a check in front of them and say, and tell them, look, there's 45 genders now. And as long as you say it, and here's your check. You know, as long as you can get people to say the dumbest things in the world.
Sure.
Things that are obviously contrary to their life and how things are, so long as you give them a $600 check.
Well, I don't disagree with that.
Leave them alone! Stop talking to stupid people! That's what I mean. That's how you solve your problem.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Final segment of this Wednesday night show. It's been Aria, Mark, and Choa tonight. Free Talk Live, broadcast live every single night. And that's largely because of people like our amplifiers, like Kylon Eckert here, who is tonight's amplifier. They're helping us to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live, to get on more radio stations, to reach a larger audience on Facebook and YouTube and all of these other places. And the AMP program is the best way for you to help us with that. Check it out at amp.freetalklive.com. It does come with a number of cool little features, like there's an AMP-only Facebook group, an AMP-only call-in line. I think someone created an AMP-only group on the Matrix server. So there are some cool little perks. But the main reason you should do it, if you do it, is because you want to help Free Talk Live reach a larger audience. Kylon Eckert, thank you so much. We only ask $5 per month, and again, it's used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So thank you so much. We hope you continue supporting the show.
Appreciate that.
So the U.S. may actually be withdrawing from Afghanistan, according to Fox News, who is probably not very happy about it. The U.S. intervened in the country following the 9/11 attacks in 2001. The new deadline would fall on the 20-year mark of the attacks, which were carried out by Al-Qaeda by crashing passenger-filled airplanes in New York City, Washington, D.C., and Pennsylvania.
And had nearly nothing to do with Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah. Saudi Arabia, yeah. And Pakistan, if I recall correctly.
Yemen was represented. Yeah.
Well, Saudi Arabia is doing their best to turn Yemen into a wasteland.
Yes, they are.
I am now the fourth American president to preside over an American troop present in Afghanistan. That's a horrifying statement. Two Republicans, two Democrats. That's an equally horrifying statement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, that basically lays it out there that neither of these political parties are anti-war.
They don't really have any intention of getting out of there now.
Well, he might.
Well, I hope he does.
He says, I will not pass this responsibility to a fifth. He said he consulted with experts, Congress, and allies on the world stage about the decision. I've concluded it is time to end America's longest war. It is time for American troops to come home.
Well, it's not a war, though, because nobody in Congress had the guts to declare one.
Right.
Only Congress can declare war. And the United States hasn't declared war since 1942.
Mark, declaring war is so Middle Ages. We don't do that anymore. We just
call it a war.
Yeah. I agree it's important to have a declaration of war if there is going to be a war, because then you have a clearly stated goal and reason.
Right.
As opposed to just a president going, we're going to send some troops here and call it a war.
They have a use of force declaration, and the president can call anything a terrorist and poof.
I still don't know what the actual goal is, if not stealing resources.
The goal was to keep the American military trained, productive, and capable until the U.S. government had to fight Russia or China. Now, I mean, these were sparring matches to keep the military progressing, spending money, developing technology.
Which that
sounds accurate.
Yeah, that may well come to a crossing, too, with Russia and Ukraine being the United States' ally and China being Russia's ally. This is very high tensions right now. I don't know if you've seen it in the news.
I have seen very little news.
We'll see how it goes.
Biden said this withdrawal will be done responsibly and safely. He also said that he had informed President George W. Bush, whose administration launched the invasion in 2001, of his decision. I'm just surprised the mainstream media is willing to call it an invasion, considering all of the negative connotations that word has. But, I mean, it absolutely was an invasion. I'm just surprised they don't have some sort of whitewashed word they use for it.
Yeah.
There are currently 2,500 troops in the Middle Eastern country. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. agreed to a deal with the Taliban that sees all troops withdrawn by May in return for peace talks and a cessation of attacks from the extremist Islamic movement.
Oh, you guys are going? Sure, we won't attack you until September. Not a problem. And then I suspect you'll see is this, at the very least, Afghanistan break up into two countries, if not more.
Usually when they set timelines like this, an attack usually occurs before that timeline comes to fruition.
Well, if that's the case, then I would expect the U.S. to stay if there was some kind of attack that they pinned down on whomever.
Biden said the reason for remaining in Afghanistan had become increasingly unclear with the terror threats.
Indeed.
They were never very clear in the first place.
Yep. I got a friend of mine who has to go over there pretty regular, and he's not clear at all as to why it's going on.
And the terror threat from Afghanistan is spreading to other countries in Africa and Asia, but he warned the Taliban against any aggression as U.S. forces withdraw. The Taliban should know if they attack us as we draw down, we will defend ourselves and our partners with all the tools at our disposal. While the move to withdraw troops had accelerated during the Trump administration, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell slammed the move, saying that precipitously withdrawing U.S. forces from Afghanistan is a grave mistake. It is a retreat in the face of an enemy that has not yet been vanquished and an abdication of American leadership. Well, dude, you are more than welcome to grab an assault rifle and go over there and vanquish this enemy.
Well, he's not going
to
do that.
But it's time for you to stop forcing other people to do it so that you don't have to. They're not my enemies, so I'm not going to go over there and fight them. I'm not going to pay anyone to go over there and fight them for me.
Yeah, I'll take the drawdowns where I can get them, but you know, it's long since come. I mean, the time has come.
But 20 years.
Yeah.
Leaders in both parties, including me, offered criticism when the prior administration floated the concept of a reckless withdrawal from Syria and Afghanistan.
Being Mitch McConnell?
Yes.
Yes.
He did. It's appalling to me that, you know, we ended up in a war with Syria without ever having acknowledged
war with Syria. Yeah.
Without ever having actually acknowledged a war with Syria.
Right. Well, nobody wanted it. But you were going to get it.
And sure enough, it happened.
And this is the Quaker conundrum going back for a very long time, is that what do you do? Like, look, I don't want to fight. I don't want to be involved in these wars. I don't want none of my name. Don't drop $1 million bombs on $10 tents in my name. But they continue to do it, and there's not much you can do. Here on Free Talk Live, we recommend stop using their money, but look what happens when you try to. The Federal Bureau of Investigation busts your door in, sends a drone in, points guns at you, and pulls random wires out of the back of your, what do we call this, a broadcast stack?
This thing directly behind me?
Yeah, the
audio processor stack.
Yeah, the audio processor stack. They just, you know, whatever, these wires look These look like illegal wires.
Senator Lindsey Graham was similarly scathing. With all due respect to President Biden, you have not ended the war. You've extended it. You have made it bigger, not smaller. I don't think...
I wonder if they said the same thing in Russia when they were pulling out of Afghanistan. You've extended the war. No. I mean...
By ending it.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
Well, I'm sure the conflict will continue there.
Sure, but it's not our problem.
The United States has been a destabilizing force for a long time there. I think that the United States made it its problem, but I haven't heard anybody talking about an actual solution. They say things like, well, we're just going to get it down to a point where everything's cool. Well, you haven't done that in 20 years.
And as far as I can tell,
maybe you guys aren't the right people for the job.
As far as I can tell, the only possible solution is for the U.S. government to say, hey, sorry. Good luck.
Yep. Yeah, and not to get involved in another war. And the reason why it was a problem when Russia left is because they left a lot of military equipment behind. And still to this day, they're still using Russian-issued weapons there that they had access to these caches.
Well, that's fair, considering the Taliban then used American weapons against the Russians.
That's true.
Talk about as fair play.
Another thing that I would make sure I did is that all those people who worked with the U.S. military, they should go with you. Those people translated for you. Those people cooked for you. Those people did whatever for you. You should take them with you. And find
if they want to come, presumably.
Presumably they do.
Okay.
They're not going to want to be there when the Taliban rolls back in into the void. And, those people should be given opportunities. Well, bring them back. You can give them jobs in military bases. Believe me, there's plenty of work.
Well, that sounds scary, too.
Well, I mean, otherwise they just love to leave their messes.
Sure.
You know, they train dogs and then they're like, oh, well, you're done. Release them out into the wild. I mean, it's crazy what they do. They have no responsibility for their actions at all.
Other members of both parties.
The individual soldiers, I think, do, but not the
military
the organization
whole.
As a whole.
Certainly not. Other members of both parties praised the withdrawal. Wyoming Senator Cynthia Lummis tweeted that she is pleased our troops are coming home, although she wished that Biden has stuck to the May deadline. I hope he sticks to this one, but given the hallmark that the date is, we might actually see an end to the war in Afghanistan this year.
I'd love to see it. I would love to see it.
I'm sure the people of Afghanistan would love to see it. Thanks for listening. We're online in the meantime. Head on over to freetalklive.com. If you really like the show, join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.